Welcome to eRadio Business Focus with myself, Jan. And today we are joined by the founder and CEO of What's Next, Bafokile Vilane. Very, very nice to talk to you, Bafokile. How are you doing?
Hi, Jan. Great to be here and doing really well on my side. I'm slightly still, I think, getting used to the Johannesburg weather, but doing really well and happy to be having this conversation with you.
Absolutely. And listen, you have an amazing app. We've checked it out, obviously, hearing the What's Next ads on the eRadio. So I had to download it and check for myself. I'm very, very impressed with it. Can you give us an overview of what What's Next is all about and how it works?
Yeah, sure thing, sure thing. So, you know, my team always says I'm not the best person to answer this question because I can go on for hours talking about what's next. But I've tried my best over the last few years to go, how do I narrow it down? Because I think there's what's next the app and then what's next the vision. But when I think started the idea was really to just help people find the next thing. And so we've built this event discovery platform that helps users not only create, but to find, share, and attend events happening around them. So in a nutshell, it's just, we are trying to make it easy for people to explore and engage in activities of interest happening around them in real time.
Okay, and what inspired you to create What's Next? And what problem were you aiming to solve? You obviously saw gap there in the market.
Okay, yeah, so when I created What's Next initially, and this starts in 2016, by the way, I grew up in Nelspruit in the Lowveld, which is in Mpumalanga for most people that maybe don't know. And it was a much smaller city. And then for high school, I went to Pretoria, which is a much bigger city. So that jump was huge, right? And I had this frustration of missing out on exciting events happening around me. But I had no idea what was happening in Pretoria, much bigger city that I felt I was going to get swallowed in. So I never really went out and experienced anything. So the problem I aimed to solve was this lack of a centralized platform that, you know, took all the events happening around me and presented it in one place where I can also see how far they are and how accessible these events are. So I really, it was to help people find events and experiences around them. You know, for example, Yon, if I said, here's a ticket to Kigali in Rwanda, just a random place, and I said, here's a free ticket for the weekend, and you can go there and spend some time there, what will you do when you get there, right? Like, there isn't a platform for you to kind of see what's happening all around you. And I think most people end up going to places, spending a weekend, and really missing out on the really cool events that weren't going to be, I think, known about otherwise. So I thought, well, why not create a platform where we can then find local events? Because I think everyone knows about the big events, but not enough people can always find the smaller events that happen just down the road that you might miss because you didn't know about them. So really, that was the gist of it, is helping people find events and experiences that are happening around them in real time as well. So that was the problem was that I was really frustrated not being able to find these events and experiences. And I think, as someone else once said, is the best way to kind of build something as well, to kind of solve your own problem, and then you sooner or later you realize that other people are having the same problem as well.
So it's all over South Africa, these events.
Of course, yeah. So currently the platform is actually open to anyone. So I think I spent a bit of time last year in Rwanda. That's why I use it as an example. And a bit of Nairobi in Kenya as well. And I realized that the same problem was happening throughout the continent. And that is why I was like, well, if it works in South Africa, chances are it's going to work elsewhere as well.
Exactly. How would you say, how does What's Next stand out from other event discovery platforms?
Yeah, so I think before I went on this journey to creating What's Next, I really tried to use what was out there. And the other event discovery platforms, whether it be Eventbrite, Quicket, CompuTicket, they're all ticketing sites and ticketing platforms. So you go there to buy a ticket for an event that you probably already know exists, but you don't really go there to discover events. And if you do, again, it's still a limited scope of events. So the first thing that we try to make different with What's Next is try to create a community around events and experiences as well. So it's not only the event hosts putting those events out there, but anyone, like if I go down the road and I find something cool happening, I can go to the app and quickly load that up so that someone else in the street or in the neighborhood can also find that event, right? So we're trying to really go community-driven approach, and it's more than just ticketing. In fact, we haven't even unlocked that feature yet. While we've built out the ticketing feature, we're still trying to narrow down on how to create a community and a social aspect to events so people can find, engage, and share events before you buy tickets. We don't want to make ticketing the focus because there's so many ticketing platforms already and there's so many ticketing sites already that exist. So I think what separates us from the other event discovery platforms is to go, well, you come here to do more than just buy a ticket. You come here to discover events, to also find people that are interested in the same events that you want to go to. And then that, I think, really helps us build this community around event experiences. So our main goal really also is that, I think COVID was a big part of this. So COVID, I think spending time during lockdown, not doing anything and not going anywhere, made me realize that a lot of the social networks out there currently keep you basically inside the house, scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And we thought, how do you then build this social network around events, but it gets people to go out more? So you can meet people on the platform and then decide that you guys want to go out together. Naturally, we'll want to go with it, right? So that you don't just come to buy a ticket for a big concert next weekend or something, but you come on the platform to also meet people that have the similar interests with you, and then you guys can go out together. So really trying to build this community around events.
I think it's a great concept that you've got there. Could you share some success stories or memorable moments from users who have used What's Next with us?
Yeah, so I think a big one was for the launch. So we actually use What's Next, I think, for our launch campaign as well, when we actually launched the app last year. Because prior to that, there were just a few talks from it. And having built or worked on this thing for a few years now, being able to finally answer that question to people to go, you know, and I think the theme for the event was what's next is what's next, you know, so the app is what was next. And people were then able to find that the launch event, which happened in Kigali last year at the African Leadership University, to go, well, I think that and people seeing that you can use the app to find something and having the launch be the first thing that people can find on the app was also like a really big pivotal moment. But since then as well, there's been local artists and people that do art exhibitions and smaller events that have used it and gone, well, previously I would have had to probably share it on Instagram or Facebook or something and it would have been missed by people. But now I know that I can share this thing and people are coming to this platform to find events and experiences. So just hearing people compliment not only the features, but also the fact that they are or have had this problem before. So directly being a host, a person who might be hosting a small music, you know, their band might be performing at a small venue down the road and you would have missed it. But now that they can actually do it themselves and pretty much post an event free of charge to anyone that wants to go find them, I think that was like a game changer to most people. So I think just hearing people come back, and there were a lot of WhatsApp. So we made a WhatsApp line initially for reviews and feedback. And just hearing people talk about it and say that, look, I've gone onto the app, I've either found an event or I've been able to create and share an event with my friends and family, has been really something that was, I think, quite also motivating to the team to keep working on it.
Exactly. And what are the main features of What's Next, and how do they benefit both the event organizers and also the attendees?
Yeah, perfect. So I think the main features revolve around personalized event recommendation. You can then basically choose categories of events that you are interested in, and then they can show up on a map. And I think that's the very important part of this was I wanted to help people find events and experiences happening around them. So it's okay if you want to travel and you go into a different city overseas and you're trying to find events there. But really the core part was that if I am here in Johannesburg, how do I find everything happening around me? And so when you land on the app for the first time, you actually see a map that shows you all these events happening around you. And while we're going through this testing phase where you might not see as many events, in future, you land on the homepage and you should see like a lot more things happening around you and people that have posted certain things. So the map is like the core, I think, functionality. So you can see, it's almost like Uber for events. So you land on the map and you can just see all these different events and experiences happening around you. But not only is the discovery part important, right? We wanted to make or incorporate seamless event creation and promotion tools for organizers. And that's the two parts of the app right now. Is we're helping the user find events, but also helping the host create events and then share with the user. So I think that was really the gap we're trying to solve for. And so the feature that we currently have benefit both the event organizers by increasing their event visibility and attendance, while the attendees also enjoy this curated selection of events tailored to their interests. So I think that's the biggest core functionalities. But then the other thing is there's a feature called Vibe Check, where you basically can see what people are posting. Right, if you go to a conference right now and it's really happening, maybe not enough people know about it, you could take a picture of that conference for a short video, post it on the app, and someone else who maybe was thinking about going but wasn't too sure about it can now see that video and go, well, this looks like my type of place, and then make their decision to go. So I think those are just the core features that we've worked on currently, but there's obviously a lot more in line coming soon.
Okay, and let's talk about the future. How do you see what's next evolving in the future, and what new features, apart from what you just mentioned, or developments can users expect?
Yeah. And so I think the next phase for us is to actually then start unlocking something like ticketing, which we know is an important part, buying tickets for events. But as I said earlier, the initial thing was for us to help first try to build the community around event discovery, and then we can integrate things like ticketing. So the next phase is to just make ticketing seamless on the platform as well. So if you find an event you want to go to and there's already ticketing integrated for that event, you can buy a ticket, get a QR code and an e-ticket on your phone, and you can take that and scan it through. And so that was like the one thing. And then we just want to double down on the real-time event updates and enhance the user community engagement features. So you can almost, if you are sitting at home and want to go to an event, you should be able to almost message people at the event and just ask them how the event is before you leave the house, and almost get someone to go, hey, I'm at the event right now, this is happening, if you would like to make your way, it's still pretty, it's still a great event, and this is a few highlights, basically, just to really get that community engagement going. And then something that you might have seen on the platforms on the far corner is a feature called lounges that we haven't unlocked yet, but that feature basically will be like a WhatsApp community styled environment where you can create groups for things and events and experiences around things that you're interested in. People can join those groups, so we can have a mountain biking lounge, for example, or a yoga lounge, just giving random examples to go. You can create a lounge specific to your interest. People can join it and you guys can talk about things around that. So if there's an event happening around a specific category or lounge, there'll be people that join that lounge and communicate and share updates around it. So that's the next, I think, phase, to really drive down on this community approach where people can engage more on the platform, and then also start integrating a few other things like ticketing that really enhance the full experience. So not only are you finding an event, now you can go find it, buy a ticket, invite your friends, etc., and then create a group amongst your friends so you can all have the updates for that event.
Sounds so cool. Can you tell us about any partnerships or collaborations What's Next has formed to enhance its services?
Yeah. So I think one that's an important one that we consider a good collaboration or partnership actually is with eRadio SA. And the reason why we see it as a good thing long-term is that imagine an event is happening and doesn't have a big enough audience, right? We want to be able to say, look, well, eRadio SA has an audience that's waiting to probably hear about your event. So perhaps they could run radio ads for you in the future. And that's really what we've looked at as well, is how can we get events and experiences out to as many people as possible? And those are the partnerships and collaborations we're looking for. So I use eRadio SA because that to me is a starting point to something that could really benefit a lot of people in the future. Because you have a lot of events happening that don't have enough of an audience to promote to. And What's Next, while we're a good discovery platform, again, we don't have that a huge reach for promotion for something like that. So we go, well, here's a partner that has the audience listening into their radio and might also like your event. So why not go create a radio ad for you and then distribute it so that people can listen in, and maybe if they're interested in your event, then only come to the app and then obviously buy tickets, etc. And I think another part to that would be educational institutions. So we've looked at the African Leadership University, because I'm affiliated with it, to go, how can we use it for educational events? So there's all these academic seminars, sports, weekend features for sports in schools, university level. We are looking at, while the African Leadership University and African Leadership Academy are the first to that we'll start working with. We want to obviously extend that to any university, really, any school that wants to help kind of build a something unique for them as well, so that they can create a group for their school, and then only members of that school can join. But then they can post all the events and things that are happening within that school community. And that's really the two collaboration, the partnerships we're trying to double down on right now. Working with academic institutions that have a lot going on and saying, look, we can streamline all your events on our platform. And then also having that event promotion going, which, as I said, the ideal is to have a partner like you as Radio SA and just keep developing that so that people can have a scope to create and share events to even a broader audience.
You have some amazing ideas there, I must tell you. Bavu, what challenges have you faced in building and scaling What's Next, and how have you overcome them? I know, obviously, as a business owner myself and operating in South Africa, we faced many, many challenges every day. Can you tell us a bit more about your challenges?
So starting out, I think that's why it took forever to actually build the platform. So from idea a few years ago, I really struggled to take this thing from idea over to a concept and then build a product from it. Because if I had to ask you, Ion, right now to think about a few examples of apps that were built within South Africa or the continent, there aren't many. So growing up, I thought maybe perhaps it's a thing that you can only do if you're from the United States of America or somewhere else, right? Because there weren't a lot of examples of how to actually go about this. We had not learned that we can also build an app within the continent or in South Africa and actually have it scale. So I think just not having a frame of reference to work from or build from was really complicated and difficult. And then also just finding the right people to work with me on this thing. So currently my team is people that I went to school with, or I've worked with before, and it's really great because it spans continents and people that are just all over there have helped contribute to building it. But prior to this, finding the right people was extremely difficult because you see, you kind of start seeing why certain people haven't done something, and that's what makes it hard. There was no other event discovery platform that had a map interface that shows events happening around in a map. And you might ask, well, why wasn't there one before? And I think that's why there wasn't one, because it's extremely difficult to put all the bits together to make that happen, especially in real time as well, where you can have those updates in real time. So building the actual tech infrastructure was really difficult. And of course, when you have limited budget as well, and I think that's what most people will face, is financial constraints to building an app. So what you realize is it actually costs you a lot more than actually you think. And I think that goes for any business, really. It always ends up costing you a lot more than you think it would to start it out and then to actually grow it and to scale it. And what people don't realize as well is the more people use your app, the more it costs you. So while you want all these users to start using it, the more that use the app, and I think it starts costing you. And so you have to actively be sorting out and trying to find investment and access to capital. And if you know it as well, Ion, access to capital is also a really difficult thing within the continent. So that's, I think, mainly that, really, just putting the right team together, building the right infrastructure with limited resources, and then just trying to scale up and having the funding that we need for it.
Okay, now I hear you. I can really relate to a lot that you're saying there. How does What's Next contribute to the local community and economy?
So I think a big part of why What's Next exists is for the local community. Because I'll make an example now, is if Taylor Swift is coming to South Africa, everyone know about it. Be able to buy a ticket from somewhere at least, right? But that for us, it's that person down the road who just wants to have their first art exhibition, or a new musician or music band who wants to have their first also like a live event. Where do they go to really post their apps, and where do they go to really, I think, promote it as well? So I think for the local community, us is we need to empower every local artist and every local event organizer to have a platform where they can actually reach the masses, really reach a global audience as well. So I think that's how we contribute to local community and economy, really, by promoting these local events and supporting small businesses and event organizers, because that would help drive traffic to various venues and different people. And I think a lot of even tourists coming to the country and still don't get to experience what South Africa truly is. And we hope to then help put all these events, put all these experiences that they could do that are truly, I think, local events that they could then just see on the platform as well. And by going to those events and going to and engaging with and, you know, going to an art exhibition that you wouldn't have known about otherwise and then buying painting or something, that's really how we hope to help local artists, local event organizers in the future as well.
And then finally, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs who are looking to launch their own tech startups?
Yeah. If I look back, it's been quite a journey and quite the experience. And so I think my advice to aspiring entrepreneurs launching their own, I think, tech startups is to just stay focused on solving the real problem. For us, it was event discovery. And so the product in itself could have been anything, could have been a website, could have been an app, it could have been something completely different. But the real problem is what we tried to address. And that's why it's changed so many times along the way. The first idea was to have it as a calendar, you know, and then it changed to something else. And so I think solving the real problem and staying, I think, fixated on that is important. And then I think the next part is to listen to your users and be willing to adapt and iterate based on their feedback. So we've asked a lot of people over the years, what do you think of this? How would it work? And we've kind of built it for them as well. It helps you that way. And then I think going from that is just surround yourself with a strong team and mentors who can support and guide you through the ups and downs of entrepreneurship, because it's difficult. It really is. And I think so most importantly is just to stay persistent and resilient in pursuing your dream. So I left my job just before COVID happened, just to work on the app, by the way. Funny story.
Wow.
I left my full-time job a month before COVID happened and lockdown happened. So I had no idea COVID was on the way. And now I'm building an event discovery app when everyone's inside. You know, it didn't make sense at all. But I didn't know about it a month before. So when I left my job to start working on this thing full-time and then a month later, COVID happens, I was really like, well, perhaps I should give up and let this thing go. But I think I kept going. And so you need to be really resilient in pursuing your vision and dream when you're trying to build something like this. But I think to really sum it up, be honest to say, and this is something that Vusi Tembeguayo, someone that I drew a lot of inspiration from, said is it's going to be much harder than you think. It's going to take much longer than you think. And you're going to suffer a lot more than you expect. But there will be nothing worth it more than this one thing that you're working on. So go after it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you kept working on it. You pushed through. And here we go, 3-4 years later. Well done. I'm very, very proud of you. I know it's a lot of late nights, a lot of headaches, a lot of tears, a lot of sweat. But you made it. Well done. I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you so much, Ian. And it's really been a really good journey. And I always tell people that whether you succeed or fail at whatever you're building, the experience and I think what you learn in the journey is really important as well. So I'll forever be grateful for
exactly.
Take it to anything else I work on in future as well.
Now, before we say goodbye, just quickly tell us, where can we get your app? Is it available on all the app stores?
Yes, so it's currently available on both the App Store, the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. And we are currently working on for the Huawei App Gallery, so that will, I think, sort out every device. Mm. So it's the only one missing currently is the Huawei App Gallery, yeah. But we are available in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store as well.
Yeah, Huawei is a very tricky one with all that stuff that went on at Huawei a couple of years ago where they lost Google and they had to create their own App Store. That was quite difficult for Huawei, I'm sure. So nowadays there's a bit of a work around that as well for all the app developers and the users. You know, I think it's quite frustrating for Huawei users as well. You just want to use Google Play Store, or they were used to using Google Play Store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has been quite something, because as you said, it adds one more layer for development as well.
Yeah.
So where you've had to spend this much time to create for Apple and Android, now you had to create for Huawei as well. So it's three different operating systems that you are counting
exactly.
For. And so as much as we really will try to get an update out, it's available in Huawei. It has obviously taken longer than we thought it would, but we will work on it and get something out so that we are fully supported on the different operating systems.
And in your website?
Yes, so it's currently whatsnext.app. You can also that's more of a landing page though, so you can also download the app from the website.
Exactly.
But in the next few months, you'll be able to also find events on the website as well. So what's next.app will be where you can also search and find events with limited functionality, so that, you know, obviously we drive people to the app, which has a lot more functionality, but we'll try incorporate some sort of discovery on the website as well. So what's next.app for that as well.
Okay, and then remember what's next spelled what's, so WHATS, and then next is NXT. Very, very important to take note of that spelling. I think that's a pretty cool spelling that you've got there as well, Babu.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It's funny enough how it came about. It was the other one just seemed one word too long.
Oh, wow.
So we thought, well, one letter, and we thought, well, for it to look really good on a device, on your screen, on all your apps, etc., it would have to be one. It has to be condensed as well. And what's next that way just looked so good that we had to give it a go ahead.
I knew there was an interesting story behind the name. I knew it. I was right. Awesome.
Yeah. So.
Thank you, Babukile Vilane, the founder and CEO of What's Next. It was so nice to talk to you today here on the eRadio Business Focus. And thank you for inspiring us. And it's great to work with you.
Thank you so much, Ian. I appreciate your time and having me here. And we look forward to, you know, sharing more with your audience and everyone else as well and in the coming months. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Hey party people, looking for the hottest events in town? Look no further. Introducing What's Next, the ultimate event discovery app that brings all the fun right to your fingertips. Whether it's concerts, conferences, or cultural festivals, What's Next has you covered. With easy navigation and real-time updates, never miss out on the action again. Download What's Next now and get ready to turn up the volume on your social life. Available on the App Store and Google Play. What's next? Where every event is the main event.